this is being recorded on an airplane. There's a comparison to be made between a short flight and a short period of sobriety, and a long flight and a longer pledge, a longer commitment to being sober. On a short flight, which is the equivalent of quitting drinking for 2 days, or deciding that you're not only going to drink on weekends, or deciding that you're going to quit for a week. When it's short, you don't settle in. You don't find other things to do. You just sit there and wait. You wait for it to be over. On a short flight, there's not enough time to serve you a meal. There's not enough time to watch a whole movie. You sort of sit there in some kind of irritation, checking, nervous, waiting. And let's say that, you know, it's at night and people will say to you, do you sleep on flights? And you're like, no, I can never sleep on a flight. I like to sit there and wait for it to be over. And with sobriety, short flight, white knuckling, waiting for it to be over. If you decide you're going to quit drinking for 30 days, then what you do is you sit there and you wait for it to be over. You white knuckle. You don't really even learn how to adjust. You don't learn to distract yourself. You don't learn to sleep on the plane. So on a longer flight, when you're going to fly for 24 hours, you figure some shit out. Number one, you stop looking at your watch because you know you're going to do the whole time. You're not going to stop partway. So there's no point in like saying, I'm going to drink tomorrow. I'm going to drink tomorrow. You're not. It's longer. And when you say you don't sleep on a plane, well, after 24 hours, you pretty much have to. And you do. You don't sleep well in the beginning. You don't sleep solidly to begin, but you don't hand-wring and white-knuckle the same way you would on a shorter flight. So when people say to me, oh, I want to quit for 30 days, I can't commit to 100, I think I'll quit for 30, my answer usually is, you can do anything you like, you can try it any way you like, I'll tell you that 100 days is easier. I'll tell you, in fact, that a year is easier than 100 days. It's easier to decide to quit for a year because then your brain gets on with, okay, how are we going to do this? Like if I had to fly back and forth from Europe to Australia every month, I'd learn how to sleep on the plane. You'd have to. I'd learn how to work on the plane. I would learn how to manage my time. I would learn how to distract myself. I would get into some kind of rhythm and I wouldn't be checking my watch every 3 minutes saying, oh my God, are we there yet? So if you're having a struggle, I know this seems counterintuitive, but you can try it, okay? If you're having a struggle with quitting for a shorter period of time, or you're on day 30 and the time seems to be going really slowly, then think about quitting drinking for a year. Just think about it. Just sit with it. We can do it right now if you want. Imagine where you are right now, however many days you've quit. Maybe you're on day 0 and maybe you're on day 365. And imagine that starting today, you're going to quit drinking for one full calendar year. You've tried drinking for a long period of time in your life. Now you're going to try a period of time sober one whole year, which means you're going to do your birthday sober. You're going to. You're going to do Easter. You're going to do Christmas. You're going to do Valentine's Day. You're going to do everything once. How does that feel? It feels overwhelming and kind of freaky. But there's some comfort in knowing that you'll just do everything once. And that at the end of a year, you'll decide whether or not you're going to keep going. That's easier than to saying, I'm going to quit for a week and see how I feel. Because when you quit for a week, all you're really doing is waiting to drink. That seems like a dramatic place to end, except I didn't say goodbye. So here we go. Okay, goodbye!